welcome to the Raging Bull Podcast. I'm your host, Ben Sturgill. Join me as I interview people from all walks of life who've built successful lives, self-made millionaires, entrepreneurs, traders, authors, and experts in their chosen fields. Discover the mindset and motivation to make successful people tick and learn new ways to apply these ideas, lessons, and successes to help you build your own success and live a better life. This week on the show, we have James Morris. James is a moderator for our main chat room at Raging Bull. He's been trading about 6 years. This guy has just been knocking it out of the park in this market that has been highly volatile, up and down, all over the place. Excited to be able to bring him and his thoughts here to you, our audience. James, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. It's good to be here.
So I know you've been trading about 6 years. I know you are a coveted commodity here at Raging Bull, running our main chat room for all members. So any member in Raging Bull listening to this, they can check out that chat room, the main chat room he runs there in the dashboard. But James, you've been trading about 6 years. You've gone from stocks to options to selling options, you know, and now you're running this room. You know, have you ever seen a market like this before? What is something you would say to us about a lesson you learned, on the way up that others need to know that you apply to this market?
Oh, man. No, I have never seen a market like this. You know, we've been in what, like a 10-year bull market. So me getting in 6 years ago, this is new to me. This is new to a lot of people. And I got to admit, it hurt, you know, and it hurt a lot of people with this quick drop. I know I can say, don't think that it's never going to end, because clearly, you know, it ended here and we are now heading down. So don't get too comfortable in, oh, easy money. You know what I mean? Whether it's bullish or a bearish market, it can change in a heartbeat.
And it certainly has. I mean, we've been going back and forth here right now. I think the Dow is sitting at about 21,200. Gosh, we went down below, you know, down to 19 or ish, and now we're back up to 21. I mean, we have just been yo-yoing so much with so much volatility, right? What are some of the rules you're applying? Some of the things, how has your trading changed since things really just kind of fell off the cliff back there at the end of middle of February?
Yeah. You know, I actually, I was doing only spreads, only selling options. I really didn't like to buy options at the time because, you know, if you're a credit, you know, a seller of options, you know that theta is your friend when you sell versus when you go long. If you're in it more than a few hours, you start to lose money on those plays. So I was always just selling those credit spreads. But now with how crazy we are with these 1,000 points up and then, you know, tomorrow 1,000 points down, the whipsaw effect really has been kind of keeping me out of doing credit spreads. And I've been day trading because I think that's all you can do right now in this market because you just don't know which way it's going to go. And it's really hard. Now, the volatility's there. You know, your IV's there. There's tons of premium, but you're getting knocked out. You're getting whipsawed. And after too many adjustments, you really have nowhere to go. And still 40 days left in a trade that makes no sense. So right now it's kind of dying down and it's almost a day trader's market to be all cash overnight.
So you're doing a lot of trading credit spreads, right? It's a concept in trading that not a whole lot of people understand, but you know, I know we were talking beforehand, you were saying one of the reasons you like it is because it defines risk. And, you know, we certainly can't, you know, define enough risk for ourselves here in a risky market. So talk to us more about that. How you've been using that in these markets to really win.
Yeah, no, it like you said, it's defined risk. So that's really well. So people who, you know, like it helps you get into underlines that you normally maybe couldn't get in, you know, some of them higher price stocks, Tesla, Apple, people can't afford that. So you're turning it into a credit spread. One, you're gaining the odds in your favor because you're out of the money and you got that high probability trade, but it significantly lowers the price and defines your risk. So, you know, a Tesla trade, I think, is trading around, you know, $1,000 plus or minus for an at the money. You can easily only spend $350. Now, you're limiting to the upside as well, but your risk significantly is lowered by doing that. And because you're selling out of the money, your probability actually increases.
Truly. Yeah, truly. So what are some of the things, I mean, you've been really doing well in this market, right? Is it fair to say over the past two or three weeks, has it gone against you? Has it gone for you? And if so, what are the things that have gone for you that you're seeing that you're using strategies that are working, you know, in addition to the credit spreads?
Yeah, the credit spreads have actually died down, and that's more of a personal preference just because I don't know where we're going with this market. So I put on a few every now and then, but because of where we're at, I'm more just taking these day trades. I feel that's more safer, even though with the defined risk on credit spreads, you're only risking, you know, a little bit of money, a couple hundred bucks here and there. But like I said earlier, anything overnight is really risky right now. So I've been implementing just trading day trades, getting that done and just working that. I want to stay cash as much as possible till we can figure out where the bottom is, what's going on, and then jump right back in it. Whether it's truly a bear market or not, that'll define which way my strategy ends up going.
What are you looking forward to, you know, in the next week or two? I know you've been doing day trades, but we're in this crazy place here in the market where, you know, we've dropped as low, you know, as 19,000 with the Dow. Now we're back up at 21. Where are you looking for this thing to go in the next couple of weeks? And how do you plan to play it? I know you said you don't want to hold overnight. What would be your insight in terms of how you're viewing the market over the next week or two?
You know, I actually do not think we've hit bottom yet with the U.S. just getting, you know, this coronavirus coming out. I don't think we've seen the end of it. I think it's going to get worse before it gets better. And I think we'll see another fall. You know, we're falling super fast in comparison to, 2008's crash. And we're already down to those levels. And I think we can fall a little bit more, especially with any news coming out. So it's really hard to pin the bottom, you know, like I said, we had a hard time pinning the top earlier. So, but I do honestly think the fall is not over. How quick and how far, that is a good question. That's anybody's guess.
Mm. And what are some signs you would use, James, to indicate, hey, maybe we have reached bottom?
Ooh. I would like to see us, you know, the bottom. That hard to define. I mean, I would really say we're done with the bottom and heading back up if we got back above, you know, the 200 simple day. You know, right now we've been below that for quite a while. And I think as long as we stay below that, if we don't get, you know, a crossover back up there, I think we'll continue in this bear market and keep on falling.
Mm. James, what is some input, some wisdom you would give? There's a lot of folks right now who are home, who are working from home, who are, you know, thinking about how they might use this time on their hands to grow and their ability to trade or to know the market. What is, you know, two or three pieces of wisdom you would give them that worked for you as you first got into trading and that has kind of brought you to this point?
First and foremost, paper trade, especially if you've never seen a market like this. If you're, you know, even if you're a, you know, seasoned trader, if you've never seen a market and you don't know how to trade this, I would highly recommend paper trading it because things just got thrown out the window and everything is different for everybody. So what I did when I started out, I paper traded 6 months to figure out what worked in the bull market that we had. So where we're at right now in this bearish, you know, the little bearish market that we got going on, I highly recommend paper trading. Get your skill set there, then jump in with cash. You know, right now with the whipsaw effect we have going on, you could blow your account up in one day. And that would probably be my biggest tip to anybody who's looking at the stock market, maybe stuck at home wanting to get into it. Don't go cash yet. You know, if you do, start small, but paper trade. Get the idea how the market works. See how it trades.
That is great wisdom. And for folks that, you know, folks that are out there wanting to do that, you can go and open an account at TD Ameritrade and paper trade essentially for free, right? That's an option that they offer there for folks who are opening up those accounts. I think even if you have like $10 in that account, you can paper trade, you know, between live and paper. James, what are a couple other things? Once they start paper trading, you know, what are a few breakthrough aha moments for you in trading that just really stuck with you on the way to where you're at right now?
Yeah, that's a good question. That is actually a really good question. I think it was more after about 6 months of trading and trying to get the biggest thing is the FOMO, the fear of missing out. If you can get past that step and you can successfully paper trade, the same strategy, then I think you'll be successful going live, but always starting small. Don't be like, all right, I got a $20,000 account, boom, 20 grand. Don't do that. You know, you're jumping over. Stay small. Make sure that that strategy works in a real live account.
Right on. Right on. Well, James Morris, thanks so much for your time today. And, you know, keep doing what you're doing in that trading room. I know people are loving it and they're taking a lot from it.
Absolutely, man.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Take care.
Well, that's a wrap for this episode. Thanks for listening. I invite you to visit RagingBull.com/podcast. That's RagingBull.com/podcast to discover more episodes and to learn more about people who have created, built, and live successful lives. Also, remember to subscribe to one of Raging Bull's newsletters. Join me on the next episode as we share more stories from our guests on the wisdom behind wealth and how they built their own success. Raging Bull Podcast is brought to you by RagingBull.com, helping traders succeed through education, resources, and where you can watch real traders make trades. Raging Bull, learn to trade. We'll show you how.